It's a place, and a big place. Wild forests and rivers, urban ports, busy city communities. It's here along the Pacific coast, where salmon are, or once were, native, California, all the way up to Alaska. Places like the Rogue River in southern Oregon, flat and calm, and in some places, fast, with a series of small falls and rapids. That's how Stephen Kiesling found it when he came here 25 years ago, a former Olympic rower turned kayaker looking for whitewater.
You know, I stopped because I was by myself and I was afraid to go over the falls. And I got out of my boat and I was looking around and thought, wow, this is the most beautiful place in the whole world.
The Native Americans originally here called themselves the people of the river, Takelma. Then gold miners came in the 1850s, hunted the Takelma to kill, and forced them to leave. Later, the miners used water cannons to cut away parts of the riverbank.
It just blasted to bits. It was all covered with blackberries and mine tailings, and so nobody wanted to touch it.
He did, though. Years later, Stephen bought here and started to plan a whitewater park.
And then a guy named Tom Doty came into my life, who's a storyteller. And he had been looking for something called the story chair for 20 years.
And my work for myself, to try to ensure that we do have a future, was to become a sort of story or a mythologic detective. And so I went and I looked and I talked and I listened.
And Tom heard about the story chair, a low rock in the Rogue River. Each spring, a Takelma elder would sit on the story chair to watch for the return of the salmon. But after the miners forced the Takelma away in the 1850s, the exact location of the story chair was lost to memory. Tom Doty wanted to bring another Takelma elder to the land here, Agnes Baker Pilgrim. People call her Grandma Aggie. And she came.
I felt the presence that I was walking with the old ones, that they were really glad that I was doing what I was doing because they told me I had to restore the sacred salmon ceremonies on these rivers.
Then Grandma Aggie recalled an old photo at home of her father sitting on a rock in the waterfalls. She had wondered about it for years and didn't realize her dad was sitting on the story chair. With Tom Doty to help guide him, Steve wrapped that photo in plastic and waded into the river. It took 15 minutes to find the story chair.
The energy of that place and being out there in the middle of the river and on the same chair where for centuries the elder fishermen would sit and watch for the first salmon coming up the river, the spring salmon run.
They are the sacred species, the indicator species of the Rogue River and of what you might call salmon nation. And the Takelma figured that out, and they were part of it.
Grandma Aggie, Tom Doty, and Stephen Kiesling have plans for a salmon ceremony and gathering along the river next year. And they are designing an Indigenous Peoples Monument. For Salmon Nation, I'm Alex Chadwick.